Well, welcome back to the outdoors. Around our area, if you were here during the early spring or early summer of this year and you were bass fishing, you probably discovered that topwater baits were definitely the baits you wanted to have on the end of your line. Pulled in a lot of fish during that time. And there was a unique reason for that. Here in Arkansas, we had something pretty incredible happen. And I'm telling you, you had to practically be living under a rock not to notice. Two broods of periodic cicadas emerged this spring. You know, the last time this happened in the U.S. was in 1803, and the next time that two broods will emerge at the same time won't happen for another 221 years. I can't wait to see it again. Okay, maybe not. You know, with this crazy thing going on, I wanted to find out more, so I did a little research. The two broods that emerged were brood 19, which comes up every 13 years, and brood 13, which emerges every 17 years. And in total, though, Arkansas is actually home to about 20 different species of cicada. Cicadas spend most of their lives underground, though, as nymphs. Then they all emerge at once, kind of in an effort to overwhelm their natural predators by their vast numbers, which they were vast around here. When they emerge, they crawl out and up onto something vertical, you know, kind of like a tree, a plant, or maybe even your mailbox, and they molt one last time, emerging as winged adults. That's why we saw these crazy, wild-looking, hollow exoskeletons out on everything. And then that crazy, deafening sound you heard was actually the male's attempt to attract a girlfriend. In their courses, adult males sing by vibrating a membrane on their sides of their bodies, and you know what? Apparently it works. Once they found the love of their short earthly life, the females lay eggs on tree branches, and then the adults die. I know, crazy, right? But on this tree that you can see behind me, it's where the cicadas had laid their eggs. And you see the little dead leaves. They cut little slits into the tree branches, and then they deposit their eggs in there. Then the piece of the branch dies, like this one, and most of the time drops to the ground, where the recently hatched cicada nymphs crawl out of the branch and they tunnel below the surface. Then they'll feed on the sap of tree roots for years, and we won't see them again for another 13 or 17 years, you know, separately. How cool is that, though? You know, the noise these cicadas make got loud, and they say that they can often hit 90 to 100 decibels, which is louder than a hairdryer or a chainsaw. And around our house, it was deafening. We were actually trying to shoot an episode during that time, and the noise got so loud that, you know, we had to do several takes because I couldn't focus, which I have a hard enough time doing that anyway. But there was nothing we could do about it. You couldn't yell at them and tell them to keep it down or, you know, put up a sign out in the woods that says, hey, quiet time from 8 to 5. You had to find ways to block the noise out to still get the things done. You know, do you ever feel like that, though, in life? Like there is so much noise that it's hard for you to concentrate on what's really important. It feels like it's coming at you, you know, from all angles. Your phone, or your social media, or maybe the television, or the radio, and it can be distracting at times and completely overwhelming. So how do we get away from that? You know, it says in Psalms 46:10, it begins by saying, "Be still and know that I am God." Regaining our focus on God begins with our position before Him. You know, we must be still, and that means to step away from the distractions, get to a quiet place without relying on our own attempts or plans, and be focused on Him alone. Follow Christ's example. Can you imagine the noise that surrounded Him during His ministry? And yet He took the time to meet with the Father. In Matthew 14:23 it says, "And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone." That's it. Step away from the deafening noise of this world and step into the peace that awaits in the quietness with the Lord. Hey, if you'd like to know more about what that looks like to follow Jesus in your life, I'd love for you to check out follow.lifeword.org and discover more about who Jesus is and the peace that He can offer you. And if you want to see more shows like this one, go to lifeword.org or follow us on social media. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time, hopefully with hunting season getting here really soon. We'll be out here hunting in the great outdoors.
Hey, let's check out the push button cicada noise.
It's like a push button, watch.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Him over.
I'm just barely touching him. No, it's fine. Oh. All right, hang on. Hang on, let me get him back over. There you go. Now watch. It's like a push button. All I'm doing is touching him on top of the head.
Well, he don't like it.
He don't. It's like a baby one. So cool.
All right, look, I'm going to let him fly off.
Ew, no. He might come towards me.
Well, that didn't work too well. But he kind of did a whirly bird to the ground, but that's where he wants to be anyway.